Lisa, and you are listening to From Boise. Today's story is a fun one. So like, even how long ago this was, but I was like looking at a map of Washington because I have some national parks I want to visit in Washington. So anyways, I was looking at a map of Washington and I noticed there was a Boise, Washington. I was like, what the heck is in Boise, Washington? So then it led me to the thought of like, where are there other places called Boise? And I found three of them. So this story is called The Other Boises. It was written by Amanda Patchen. I sent her on a quest to find out what was up in the other Boises. And here's the story. All right, here you go. Of course, as always, you can find this story and some photos that go along with it in today's newsletter, and either be in your inbox or at fromboise.com. Also, I'm just going to, spoiler alert, we live in the best Boise, but I'm sure you probably knew that. All right, here we go. This is The Other Boises, written by Amanda Patchen and read by me, Marissa. Some time ago, I wrote that there are other cities called the City of Trees, just like our beloved Boise. But did you know that there are also other cities named Boise? Well, there are, and here's everything that I could find out about them. Boise, Texas. Given that there are lots of Texans in Boise, it would make sense that there would be a Boise in Texas. In Oldham County, which is on the western edge of Texas's panhandle, Boise, Texas sits. No more than a mark on a map in the corner of a flat, square county that has less than 2,000 people in its 1,500 square miles. It is sort of a ghost town, but short on ghosts and also short on town. A handful of roofs are visible on Google Maps, but they seem to belong to a private ranch rather than the former town and the so-called essential ghost town experience of exploring ramshackle old buildings looks like it would be impossible there. Boise, Texas did not have its own post office, but received its mail through Adrian, and its minor function as a depot ended in the 1980s when the railway discontinued service on that line. It is, I think, more than a little hilarious that Boise, Texas is even named Boise, given that there are zero visible trees in that Boise, and that our Boise is all about the trees. Okay, next up, Boise, Washington. There is another Boise much closer to us, and this one has trees. Boise, Washington is not even a township. It is merely a, quote, populated place between Buckley and Umpqua in King County. It is south and slightly east of Seattle and no more than a wide spot on the road with a few houses scattered throughout the trees. While it is designated as a populated place, it also sits below, quote, Boise Ridge, which runs north to south and is part of the Cascades. Boise Ridge then feeds runoff into Boise Creek on its eastern side. Boise, Washington was once called Boise Creek, Washington, and was established in 1870 by two men, a Mr. Vanderbeck and a Mr. Malher. Vanderbeck claimed land and platted a town right next to an existing native settlement. The early history of Boise Creek included a deadly ferry across the White River that claimed the lives of five people and four horses before bridges replaced it. Unfortunately, the bridges didn't fare much better, and repeated constructions were destroyed by floods at five-year intervals. A man named E.L. Robinson attempted to found a utopian community in Boise Creek, and while it survived a short time, it failed and is now basically forgotten. The six-story wooden tower he built collapsed, and the few members he and his wife had collected left for other communities. There were many attempts at utopia in the late 19th century, but they nearly all failed within 30 years. The most famous of the Western utopias is probably Home, which is up on Puget Sound, not far from Boise Creek. Although there were many such communities at the turn of the century, there was significant backlash after the assassination of William McKinley in 1901 by an anarchist. Of course, McKinley was not the first nor the last leader to be killed by anarchists in the opening of decades of the 20th century, and of course, the anarchist communities in Washington were not connected to his death, but public opinion turned against them all the same. This episode of From Boise is sponsored by Lost Grove Brewing. On April 19th and 20th, Shade City Brewfest returns to the Idaho Botanical Gardens. It's a two-day, 70s-themed, sustainability-focused, all-you-can-drink beer celebration happening on Friday and Saturday, April 19th and 20th, 2024. This festival is such a good time. Here's a few things that you can look forward to. You can boogie with over 20 different bands located all throughout the garden. You can taste over 40 different beers and ciders from Boise and all across the Pacific Northwest. You can get some grub from local food vendors, and you can see some of the best sustainability practices put into action. Shade City Brewfest is an event presented by Lost Grove Brewing, Idaho Botanical Gardens, Treasure Valley Canopy Network, and City of Good. The whole point of this festival is highlighting ways that we can hold large events without creating tons of waste, which honestly is perfect for our earth-loving community here in Boise. Last year, Shade City generated only 10 trash bags total over the two-day event, which, by the way, had like thousands of people there. Absolutely amazing. All that and a good time? Sign me up. Oh, and also, like I said, it's 70s theme, so dust off those bell bottoms and get your bike tuned up and ready to roll, because it is going to be groovy, baby. You can visit lostgrovebrewing.com/ShadeCityBrewFest to purchase your tickets, and of course, I have a link to that in the show notes. Despite the original settlers, beautiful location, and some colorful residents, Boise Creek faded as Umpqua grew. The Stevensons of Umpqua negotiated with the railroad to run through the main line through Umpqua in 1885. This secured their prosperity and likewise assured Boise Creek's obscurity. All that survives today is the name, a gas station, and an entry for Boise Ridge on the Peak Bagger website, which records 8 ascents between 1999 and 2023. And last but not least, we have Boise, Oklahoma. Our last Boise is off in Oklahoma. Like Boise, Texas, Boise City, Oklahoma was a treeless place. In the early 1900s, two con men who established and platted the town then marketed it via a brochure to potential residents. They claimed that it had tree-lined streets along with many other amenities. When their fraud was revealed, they were both sentenced to prison for the crime. Some of those who showed up expecting a prosperous little town with shade, water, and functioning businesses stayed despite their disappointment and built some of what they had been promised. And so, Boise City managed to survive despite its false beginnings and inauspicious location. The western end of the Oklahoma Panhandle is not a particularly appealing location. Literally called a no man's land, the entire panhandle was separated from Texas and later attached to Oklahoma just so that Texas could enter the United States as a quote slave state. Until it was added to Oklahoma, it was officially a lawless land. Inauspicious indeed. Later, the area would be ecologically devastated by the Dust Bowl, and Boise City would actually be bombed during World War II by a U.S. pilot who got lost on a training run. Boise City is a small town with just over 1,000 residents and few attractions other than a giant metal dinosaur named Simi, the Cimarronosaurus. However, we might feel some affinity for their hot, dry summers and local farming and ranching communities. It must be a little bit hard, though, to have your only historical claim to fame be that you were the only continental U.S. city to be bombed during World War II. Boise City did try to create a little bit of the festival on the 50th anniversary of the bombing, but the aircrew all refused to attend, likely out of a sense of embarrassment. Fortunately, the bombing caused no damage as the practice bomb contained only a little bit of dynamite encased in the sand. A ghost town, a failed utopia, and a scam with a side helping of accidental bombing. The other Boises don't offer me any temptation to leave my Boise. We may be the most isolated city in the lower 48, and we may have some really hot days in August, and we may suffer a bit from uncertainty about our identity as a city, but we have actual trees, a vibrant downtown, a gorgeous river flowing through downtown, and no B-17s flying dynamite practice bombs overhead. Sounds pretty good to me. All right, you can find that story along with some photos of the other Boises in today's newsletter. Thanks for listening.